The Experience of Samuel Brown and Other Millerite Adventists in Portland. Besides the Pearson family and Brother Rich, other Millerite Adventists in Portland experienced the same dramatic physical manifestations. On one occasion, Levi Stockman was preaching in Beethoven Hall, where the Millerites often met. Elder Brown, a Christian minister in whose church Ellen had previously shared her testimony, was on the platform with Elder Stockman. Brown was deeply moved by the sermon. Suddenly, Ellen White remembered, his countenance grew pale as the dead. He reeled in his chair, and Elder Stockman caught him in his arms just as he was falling to the floor and laid him on the sofa behind the desk, where he lay powerless until the discourse was finished. He then arose, his face still pale, but shining with light from the Sun of Righteousness, and gave a very impressive testimony. This man, usually slow of speech, had a solemn manner and was generally free of any excitement. But on this occasion, he had new power as he warned sinners and his brother ministers to put away unbelief. An invitation to respond was made, and hundreds did. A sea captain jumped to his feet and, with tears running down his face, involuntarily raised his hat and swung it above his head with the free movement of an old sailor, and in the abandonment of his joy shouted, "Hurrah for God! I've enlisted in his crew! He is my captain! Hurrah for Jesus Christ!" He then sat down, overpowered with emotion. Other testimonies were shared. As the meeting adjourned at a late hour and the people returned to their homes, voices could be heard from various quarters praising God. Ellen White recollected, "No one who attended these meetings can ever forget those scenes of deepest interest." While Methodist, Christian, and Free Will Baptist meetings, whether Millerite or not, had demonstrations such as have been described, the focus of their religious meetings was not excitement, but rather surrender of the life to God and a careful study of the Bible. Their worship was very message-centered. It focused on practical Christian living and holiness of life. There was nothing superficial about it. The physical demonstrations of weeping, shouting, and losing strength were to them a natural outgrowth of the moving of the Spirit of God. A deep solemnity pervaded all that happened. The salvation of sinners was the goal of all they did.